It's time for our weekly money conversation with Ron Sanford, who is the president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Thanks, Scoot. My pleasure.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Same to you.
So talk about how much these festivals and how much a celebration like Cinco de Mayo, even though it's not really true to Mexican tradition, it doesn't really seem to matter because it's just a time to have a party. Talk about what that means to the local economy.
Well, it's great for the local economy. I don't know about Cinco de Mayo itself in terms of attracting visitors necessarily, but certainly New Orleans is a festival city, and for those events that do attract outside visitors, it's huge for the economy. Take something like Jazz Fest, Scoot, is, you know, $400 million worth of economic stimulus.
But I would think that
if you buy a margarita, you're helping the economy today.
Okay, well, I guess that's my point. I mean, if more people are out today than they would be out otherwise, then they're contributing to the local economy, the businesses, and then the tax revenue that is taken from citizens for cities and for parishes. So, you know, people getting out today and doing something that they might not ordinarily do, spending money and partying, that helps the economy.
It absolutely does. And tipping the wait staff and the cooks, yes, all of those people are making more money than they would. As you said, sales taxes will be up if your check is a little higher because you have a couple margaritas today at Cinco de Mayo. So
And then if you have a couple of margaritas, well, then you contribute to ride sharing and you can call Uber or Lyft because or a taxi because you shouldn't drive home. So that adds to the economy,
perfect,
too.
The gig workers are doing well, too. No question about it.
It's kind of like a trickle-down effect, even though I know that that doesn't necessarily work like it's supposed to, but it's kind of trickle-down.
Well, it is for New Orleans, for sure, because that's what we master in that. And certainly we have a significant Hispanic population here. And
yes,
as you noted, Cinco de Mayo is really, it's the Battle of Puebla, which occurred on May 5th, 1862. And it's almost, being a native Texan, Scoot, it's almost the reverse of the Alamo. You had a very small band of ragtag Mexican soldiers, 2,000, defending against a troop of Frenchmen, 6,000, who were much better armed and who hadn't lost a battle in 50 years. And the 2,000 beat them back, and it really stimulated the entire Mexican will to fight France and go on and ultimately win that war 6 or 7 years later. So it's fascinating history. But, it's not even a federal holiday in Mexico. The banks are open, the stores
really,
are not closed.
It's really become more of a concocted holiday in America than it is a real Mexican tradition.
It really is. It is a celebration of Mexican culture and heritage, more so in the States than in Mexico. And certainly the biggest ones are like Denver has a huge one, Houston, San Antonio, Los Angeles, Chicago, major, major celebrations. I'm not sure how ours stacks up, but I think we do it pretty well.
Well, because it's a chance to go out and party, and we do that really well. But I have experienced Cinco de Mayo in San Antonio, in Denver, and San Diego. San Diego was a huge Cinco de Mayo place.
I bet that's right, with parades and those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
I would think, yeah.
And you know, bars, it's like a reason to have a theme for a bar. It's like, you know, even like in Portland and Seattle and Denver, and, you know, places have like Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday parties and Mardi Gras parties on Mardi Gras Day. Just to give it a theme, and the theme draws new people out, and I think that's really the role that Cinco de Mayo has played in American society.
No question. And they've been in some of these places. Spear Grill is managed by a friend of mine, and I'm there frequently. And I mean, they've been touting this for a month, you know, come enjoy Cinco de Mayo with us, as have many of the other Mexican restaurants in town. And so they're certainly going full throttle right now.
I'm going to be interested to see if people send us a text, and Ian, be on the lookout for this, a text where bands are playing or where there's parties, because, you know, restaurants and bars often have big Cinco de Mayo celebrations on days like today. And sometimes it's a Mexican restaurant, sometimes it's just a restaurant. But we'll see if any celebrations pop up. I'm sure the band's playing.
I know that Casa Borrego, which I don't know if you've been to, Scoot, on Aretha Castle Haley, is having a big celebration tonight with live music. So that would be something to look forward to.
Boy, that would be another conversation to have. You know, what is the best Mexican restaurant in the New Orleans area? I mean, I don't eat Mexican food often, but I do love it.
I do too, but I grew up on Tex-Mex, and when we first moved here back in the early 90s, we thought the offerings were a little light compared to what we were used to and compared to the wonderful food in New Orleans. We thought the Mexican food was maybe not up to par, but over the last 30 plus years, it seems like the Mexican food business is super.
Yeah,
in the New Orleans area.
Yeah, so we can talk about that as well. But, you know, everybody's looking forward to the possibility of the festivals coming up this fall. French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest are planned for the fall. The mayor has reminded us that she hasn't issued any permits, so nothing is definite at this point. And she's kind of using that as the carrot on the end of the stick to encourage people to get vaccinated. But I'm also reading that we may never, in this country and not here, we may never achieve herd immunity, but that might be okay.
Well, that's what I'm hearing as well. And I mean, my own lack of medically backed expertise opinion is that so many people have had COVID that they've got antibodies, whether they even knew they had it or not, that's almost as effective as a vaccine in theory. And so if you add those people to those that have been vaccinated, you should definitely be at the 70-75% level before too much longer, I would think.
That's a
really
good point.
So hopefully we're in good shape.
Ron Samford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for your time.
You bet, Scoot. Take care and enjoy Cinco de Mayo tonight.
Yeah, you too.